Well, another fantastic weekend of SEC football is on tap as we have some major interconference games. Alabama, of course, the number one in the nation playing South Carolina. A lot of interest around that one. LSU plays at Florida this weekend in the battle out west. Arkansas at Texas A&M. And, of course, the Tigers of Auburn travel to Lexington to play the Wildcats. David Sears, what do you think the big story is going to be this weekend?
Can Auburn not shoot themselves in their foot while they're up there in Lexington? I mean, that was what cost them something awful last year. Lots of untimely penalties, untimely turnovers, and it ended up biting them. Auburn's got a test. It's their second road game of the year. I mean, Lexington is no Death Valley, and it's definitely going to be all right. But we'll find out a lot about this Auburn team. Alabama's got a decent test in South Carolina, but I don't really see them struggling too badly up there.
No, Alabama, they seem to every time Kirk Herbstreit, which is every week by the way, puts them on that upset alert, they seem to come through with the victory. So I wonder if Kirk's going to do the same thing this week and put Alabama on upset alert.
You can put them on upset alert, but I think Bama will have a tight game for a while, but I think they'll always lead.
I've had more comments about my prediction of this game preseason, the predictions I made in July, by the way. I would like to point that out, that I picked South Carolina to beat Alabama.
Well, Alabama will eventually lose. I mean, we know it's coming. We just don't know when it's going to happen. May not even be this year.
Right.
I mean, anything is possible. We'll find out. But South Carolina is dangerous. William Bryce Stadium is a dangerous place to play. Check out Ole Miss last year on a Thursday night, went in there and just got embarrassed. So they'll be all up. I think they're having a blackout or some type of...
Well, they always do. I mean, Alabama falls victim to, and you can see how well it works for each team. Key storylines, I think Greg McElroy, somebody was asking me the other day, do you think Mark Ingram will repeat as the Heisman winner? I say no. I think it would be very difficult for Ingram to repeat as the Heisman winner. That's not a discredit to Ingram whatsoever. I think the field is a little bit tougher this year, but I also think his quarterback, Greg McElroy, has more weapons to use through the air, and he is 11th in the nation in total passing. He has completed 72 of his 103 passes thrown for a total of 983 yards. Seven of those were touchdown passes, and I think Greg McElroy has asserted himself. I think if he keeps playing well and doesn't have the quote-unquote slump that he had in most people's minds last year, he can have a chance to be in New York at the week after the SEC championship game.
He has that will to win. I think he is a good, proven leader.
Yeah.
He's more of a manager. He's not going to just blow you over with his stats. I mean, this year he's got the passing efficiency going for him,
mm-hmm.
but he tends to get the tough yards. Last week against Florida, they needed a first down so they can run out the clock. What does he do? He scrambles, picks up the tough yard, and then delivers a blow to the Florida linebacker. Him winning the Heisman would be a long shot, but I agree with you. He can probably be a finalist.
Moving on now to the other game that obviously local interest here where we're based in Birmingham, Auburn and Kentucky. This one will be on ESPN2 at 6:30 Central. Gene Chizik has his team 5-0 this year. They were 5-0 last year. What happened after they became 5-0? They dropped three straight, one of which was to Kentucky. This year I don't think it's going to be the same story. However, this is a tricky game for Auburn heading into Lexington.
Lexington, remember this place where LSU went in there? They were undefeated, number one in the country, and then end up losing in overtime?
Mm-hmm.
Then Lexington also is a place where Tennessee's never lost, apparently. Florida's never lost. So Kentucky tends to be one of those teams that has two faces. Sometimes they'll come out and play real hard, and then sometimes they'll fold. Like last year, Alabama had the 11 o'clock kickoff. Everybody's
right.
Oh, watch out. Kentucky's going to come. Alabama just dominated Kentucky from the get-go. Now, are they going to be able to just waltz in there and do whatever they want? Probably not. But is Cam Newton going to have a big game? I mean... If Florida can do that to Kentucky's defense, I have no reason in me that would say Auburn would not be able to just do that to Kentucky's defense.
All right, well, the game of the week, in my opinion, and I don't mean this any slight to Alabama, South Carolina, the rankings obviously make that a very important game, but the game everybody wants to see who wins is going to be played in the swamp. Urban Meyer's team got run in Tuscaloosa last week, 31 to 6. And you know, Urban Meyer, is like every other coach in the Southeastern Conference, does not take losing very well. But when you have the talent to fix it, you really can make a statement. And to discuss this game with us, we have legendary LSU play-by-play announcer Jim Hawthorne. Jim, how are you doing?
Well, doing fine. Looking forward to a big weekend.
Well, let's before we discuss the upcoming game, let's go back to last week. You've Well, you've been the voice of the Tigers now. This is your 29th season. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen anything remotely similar to what happened last week?
No, not like that. Don't care to see it again, but I've seen some strange things and some strange endings. And I don't believe that I would hesitate to say I don't believe anybody has seen anything quite like that last week.
Well, looking at the offense, and yeah, it seems that LSU is still trying to find a quarterback between Jordan Jefferson and Jarrett Lee. Who do you think will be the guy this week against Florida?
Well, they honestly really haven't been rotating. I mean, this is the first game that Jarrett Lee has had any significant snaps at all. And he actually took 38 snaps, I believe, in this game. And was very productive, even though he made a few mistakes, threw an interception in the end zone and a couple of other things. But I believe that both of them will play a significant amount in the game. I think we're probably going to be looking, at least in the near future, at a true two-quarterback system. So who's going to take the first snap? That's hard to say. If I were a betting man, I would say probably Jordan Jefferson. But, that's not my call. It remains to be seen. But I think that they both will play an awful lot of downs in this game.
With the emergence of this defense, I mean, this defense is just one of the best in the nation. Do you think that Les tends to lean heavily on that and just play very conservative, kind of like a Bo Schembechler type ball?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with the defense. I think that Bo Schembechler is the key word that you said there. That's his manner, and that's how he that's the gentleman that he certainly did idolize and learned a lot of his coaching skills from. And I think he is one of those coaches that really believes that you got to run the football in order to set up the pass. And so that's kind of the way the philosophy he's always had. But a lot of what it has to do with, is the quarterback that you have to work with. And if you go back and look at the quarterbacks that LSU had when Nick Saban was here, and when Les Miles first took over, Rohan Davey, Jamarcus Russell, Matt Flynn, Matt Mauch, guys like that. LSU doesn't have that right now. They've got a young man who is very athletic, who can run the ball and is a good rollout passer, and that's Jordan Jefferson. And they've got a young man who does a pretty good job of dropping back and throwing the ball and reading defenses, and that's Jarrett Lee. But they don't have that one real go-to guy that's just a truly outstanding quarterback. And so I think you have to adapt to the offense that you run around the personnel that you have.
Patrick Peterson is an amazing player. Do you think they're going to try to maybe incorporate him on offense, try to get that explosive ability out there?
I spent some wishful thinking by some of the LSU fans. He truly is one of the best athletes maybe not only in the SEC, but in the country. He runs back punts and kickoffs, and he's on the punt and kickoff coverage team. And, he's truly terrific at cornerback. So I don't know. I don't know if the coaching staff has just been smiling out of one side of their mouth and said, but they have said, that he has taken a few snaps in practice this week. So I don't know what that means. My belief is that he is so valuable doing the things that we just talked about that it would be very difficult for them to take a chance that some 315-pound defensive lineman would snap him at half and tackle him. So it would be kind of dangerous for them to try to do that, but you never can tell.
We're chatting with Jim Hawthorne, the LSU play-by-play announcer. Florida comes into the game with a very talented defense, obviously exploited last week, but I think that's deceptive, the score that last game against Alabama. And LSU comes into the game leading the conference in total defense with averaging 246 yards per game. These two, what seem to be excellent defenses and what seem to be totally inept offenses at times, how do you see the flow of this game going?
Well, based on what you're telling me, what the facts are pointing out, you would think that it would not be a high-scoring ball game. I think LSU will approach the game that this is the best team that they've played all year, without question. And the fact that they got beat by Alabama, in case you're not aware, most everybody Alabama plays is going to get beat this year. They're just that good. I think the Tigers are going to come down there wanting the defense and the special teams to continue to play as well as they have this year, and for the offense to pick up where they left off. They rolled up 446 yards, I believe it was, this week. Just struggled because of a couple of mistakes to get the ball in the end zone. And if they hadn't made those mistakes, it would never have come down to that final play like it did last week. So I think that's what LSU's going to try to do. They're very concerned, with Brantley and the Florida offense. So, I look for it to be a very well-played and closely played ballgame.
Les Miles, the head coach of the Tigers, of course, is in his sixth season at LSU and, of course, has a record of a nearly 800 winning percentage at LSU and 84-36 overall. Yet on our call-in shows here in Birmingham and from what I hear nationally too, he gets a lot of flack from the LSU fan base. Can you just explain what the mentality is given the success he's had?
Well, LSU fans, certainly a percentage of them, are very, very passionate about their football, and there's been some game management issues, some clock management issues that they've just taken issue with Coach Miles and his coaching staff and how they've handled it, and that's what you're hearing. It's not how many games he's won or lost. Certainly, you can't argue with that. He's won a national championship, an SEC championship, and you just talk about the percentages. They were not happy with what happened at the end of that ball game. They weren't happy with what happened in the Ole Miss game last year, which in essence cost LSU a win. This time the Tigers were fortunate that they did pick up the win, but that's what's drawing the ire from a vocal minority, I believe. At this point, you've got to turn that loose and forget about that. That was last week, and LSU did win the game. And I think most of the true LSU fans are concentrating on giving this football team as much push and energy and support as they possibly can to be able to go down and be competitive and perhaps win that game at Florida.
This is a very rough stretch. McNeese State, but you've got at Florida, at Auburn, then home versus Alabama. How do you think Miles and the team are prepping for this? Do you think they're going to just do the one game at a time, or do you think they're going to start saying, oh my goodness, we've got one of the roughest stretches in SEC history right here?
No, you can't afford to do that. You didn't go in playing at Arkansas also.
Finish up the season at Arkansas. just that little thing.
Yeah, that just adds to it. LSU has, playing four of the best teams in the SEC, and three of them on the road during the stretch that you're talking about, in addition to Ole Miss at home and then McNeese and ULM. So it's probably the toughest SEC stretch that LSU has faced, or maybe anybody's faced in quite a while. You absolutely cannot do that, and that's something that the coaching staff will make sure. I don't think they have to tell the team that they can't look past Florida, thinking about they got to play Auburn in 2 weeks, or Arkansas the last game of the year, or even Alabama at home. You just can't do that. They've got to put all of their focus and attention on this game coming up and go down there with the confidence that they can win that game.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us. This is the voice of the Tigers, Jim Hawthorne. Thanks for being with us.
Well, it's been my pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, Jim Hawthorne, of course, many years, as I mentioned, this is his 29th season as being the play-by-play announcer for LSU. And, LSU, they had some struggles last week, but it seems like Les Miles' team, if they're playing Florida the next week, they're going to be good to play Florida the next week.
I think the key is John Chavis's defense. That guy has completely turned around that unit. They struggled a little bit when they had the co-defensive coordinators after Bo Pelini left. Now I mean, they're averaging just giving up 12.4 points a game. They're just such a great defense to watch. They're flying around. They're a bunch of headhunters. And let's face it, without that defense, this team has probably not 5-0 right now. They're probably about a good 3-2.
I agree. All right, Sears, let's get to it. What we do best on this show, predictions of the weekend. We are the experts. No one in the country can match. Let's start with a game played in the state of Texas. No, it is not Arkansas versus Texas A&M. The Bulldogs of Mississippi State are going to play at Robertson Stadium in Houston. How do you think this game's going to go?
If Case Keenum were there with Houston, I'd say this is going to be a problem for Mississippi State, but they're not the same offense without Case Keenum. I like Mississippi State here. I think they're starting to click. Ralph's starting to come into his own right now. Last week they had basically a scrimmage versus Alcorn State. But the Georgia win, they're still riding that high. I like Mississippi State. I think they're going to start to get it together, and they're definitely going to make a bowl this year.
Well, this game you can find on CBS College Sports at 6 o'clock, and I like the Bulldogs as well. I think last year, you know, obviously the Houston had the better team, but as you said, Case Keenum not being there. Kevin Sumlin, by the way, is a terrific coach, and no slight to him. I think he will be a bright name in the future for openings, but – no, I think this is Mississippi State's day, and Dan Mullen gets another win and another game closer to bowl eligibility. We go from there to Nashville, Eastern Michigan, playing at Commodore Stadium. Vanderbilt going to get him a win here?
When you're consistently in the bottom 10 on ESPN, bottom 10, you're just a horrible program. If Vandy just doesn't run wild, and by run wild, I mean score 35 points and hold them to like under 10, I'd be shocked. Eastern Michigan is one of the worst programs in the MAC and in the nation. Vandy wins, I'll say like 42-7 or something like that.
I have to agree with you. Vanderbilt has way too much for Eastern Michigan. And as you said, Eastern Michigan, I mean, you call the team bad. They are legitimately bad. Eastern Michigan will get will improve to 0-6 after this game. From there, we go on to the game that a lot of people think is going to be a tricky game for the undefeated 8th-ranked Tigers of Auburn at Commonwealth Stadium. Your prediction?
I think Auburn has some difficulty in the first quarter. And then, hey, wait, we're playing Kentucky? Oh, okay. Cam Newton takes over. Auburn wins big. I'm going to say Auburn wins probably about a 42-17.
You're taking a lot of points, and you know, I tend to want to agree with you, but a lot of games that you think are going to be low scoring end up not being low scoring, or high scoring in this case, end up not being high scoring. I think this game is going to be a low scoring game. I think 20-18. I think you're right. Auburn wins, but they struggle, and a lot of
they're going to kick 6 field goals.
Well, I mean, you get there how you get there, Sears. the long snapper has to make a play. The long snapper has to make a play. It's just part of the game. Another out of conference game, Fort Worth, Texas. Cowboys Stadium, Arkansas playing Texas A&M. Last year, this game was won by Arkansas pretty easily. Texas A&M was really never in the game.
Texas A&M's coming off that heartbreaking loss. Gerard Johnson had 5 turnovers that cost them the game against Okie State. You got to like Ryan Mallett here. He's had a bunch of time to just sit there and get upset and fester. He's going to come out. I'm going to put himself back in the Heisman contention. Mm-hmm. I say he throws for over 400 yards. Arkansas big. Let's go about 35-7 here.
Wow. Big difference there from David Sears. A good game to pick. Going to be played in Athens. Tennessee struggling. Of course, everybody knows about the debacle at LSU last week. We just discussed it. They're playing Georgia. Georgia is 1-4, Mark Richt. If he loses this game, they may burn Sanford Stadium. This is a hated rival of Georgia's. Nobody wants to lose to Tennessee. What say you? Do you think they get it, turn things around, or do you think Derek Dooley beats Georgia and Georgia has a colossal wreck?
You look at Tennessee. They struggled, but they fought and they've clawed every game.
Mm-hmm.
I think they finally get over the hump. I like another repeat of last year's beatdown in Knoxville. Give me Tennessee 21-10.
Boy, I cannot get away from you today because I am taking Tennessee as well. I think Derek Dooley gets it done, in Athens. This will be a big road win for them and just another devastating loss for Georgia. I think the ship is going down quickly.
If Matt Sim, another one key, Matt Sims needs better offensive line protection.
Yeah.
Because he took an absolute beating last week against LSU. I think they're going to be able to give that to him. Georgia's defense is just a joke. Outside of A.J. Green and Washaun Ely, I don't really see them making any plays. I like Tennessee big time.
LSU, Florida.
As much as this is going to pain me to say, I really think LSU wins this game. I really think it's sheer luck that they will find a way to win. I don't think Steve Adazio will be able to do much against a quality defense. They're trying to run the Tim Tebow offense without Tim Tebow. Brantley is not Tim Tebow. He is not going to run the ball. Alabama players pointed out the fact they knew that Brantley was not going to keep the ball, that he was going to pitch it. Mm-hmm. So they didn't really have to defend Brantley that well.
Right.
LSU's defense is just as good as Alabama's, if not better. I'd like LSU down in the swamp.
You know, I hesitate to do this because picking against Urban Meyer a week after he's gotten completely embarrassed is always dangerous, because great coaches find ways to win big games when they need to. But I agree with you. I'm going with the LSU Tigers. I think they have a better playing defense. I don't know that they have a more talented defense, but I think they have a better playing defense at the moment. Yeah, I think that LSU can make enough plays on offense. They got an excellent receiver in Terrence Tolliver, caught a key pass last week. Steven Ridley is putting up ridiculous numbers from the backfield. So, yeah, I think LSU gets it done. And so far we've agreed on every single pick, and we come to our final game of the week. And before the season, I picked South Carolina, and I've had people come up to me all week asking me, are you going to stick with that or not? How do you think this game's going to go?
I say it'll be very similar to last year's, where it's a low-scoring affair, but Bama just grinds it out like Alabama, 24-13.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be one of those games, but look out. Steven Garcia is primed for a big showing this weekend. But Steven Garcia throwing to Alshon Jeffrey is not the only weapon South Carolina has on offense. They have a guy by the name of Marcus Lattimore, who reminds me in some way, and I don't mean he's going to be as talented as either one of these, but he reminds me in a way of Trent Richardson and Mark Ingram in the style in which he runs. He's very powerful, does not go down with that first tackler.
Do you think he breaks the Bama 100-yard streak?
I don't know about that, but I think he has a big game. South Carolina's defense, very, very overrated. Much was made before the season. You know, Steve Spurrier's team was going to be a defensive team this year, and they're 71st in the nation in total defense, giving up 368 yards a game. That's not acceptable. Their offensive statistics, I believe they're 55th in the nation in total offense. So their offensive statistics, where are they going to find a key? They're going to come together as a team. Well-coached Steve Spurrier. I think South Carolina loses to Alabama this week. Alabama gets the victory. I mean, you can't pick against this team. But if you think that I'm going to stick with South Carolina on the roll Alabama's on, you're absolutely out of your mind. Alabama wins 30-17.
I mean, if you look at South Carolina, they've had really one test, and that was Auburn, and they lost.
Right.
I mean, Southern Miss dominated. Georgia dominated. Furman dominated. Well, Auburn, they're on the road. They lose.
Well, another week has come and another week has gone. We'll be back next Tuesday to review what happens this weekend. But there are plenty of good matchups for you to keep your eyes on. And Sears and I will be doing the same thing. For David Sears, I'm Jacob Bunn. Have a nice weekend.